Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Higher Priestess. I'm Erin.
And I am Persephone.
And today we're going to be discussing porn, and I can't wait. You guys have sent, like, I actually have to take a moment to thank from the bottom of my heart. Thanks, first of all, for sending in your messages, but also anyone who, like, if you're listening, you've listened to a couple, like, you're on mm-hmm. the Insta, like, you're involved. We are obsessed with you.
Oh, we talk about you personally, like, naming you.
Yeah.
When you come into our DMs, we're like, oh, my God, did you see the message from Joanna? Like, we're crying. We can't
we're
get over.
We're obsessed with you. So thank you so, so much. Anyway, most amazing messages. And such good points to discuss.
So many. And also just we have just had so many more messages, so much more interest than we've ever had before in the last few weeks. And it's just like so incredible. I just can't get over it. We just talk about it all the time.
People are podcasting during this pandemic. Who knew?
People are saying like, I go on a walk with you every day. And it's like,
Don't make me die
because that's
honestly,
what I do.
You say anything remotely sweet in the DMs, I'm crying over it. You're like, I didn't mean it as a compliment. I'm like, no, but I'm just so cute.
It's like, you took the time to write to us.
So this podcast, I think, is going to be quite collaborative. I think the past few eps have been, and I quite like
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying.
So we're going to discuss some of your points, some of the questions that we asked you, some of the results of the polls that we had going on the story that I'm sure many of you were involved in. Good feedback from all of you.
I wanted to hear a bit about your quarantine, first of all. Like, how's your quarantine going? Like, honourable mentions, as we keep saying.
Okay, well, my honourable mention has changed quite drastically from last week's honourable mention.
Oh my God, it's no more Animal Crossing.
Well...
Oh my God.
It's no more Animal Crossing on a MacBook Air playing...
Oh my God, yes!
playing Wild World on my laptop. I'm now upgraded. I'm up to date. I'm playing on a Switch. I'm playing New Horizons.
And the jealousy is unbelievable. I cannot believe it.
I'm begging you like I'm begging my mum and I'm 8 years old. I'm like, please, you have to buy it, please.
Thing is, I want it more than anything. I just can't justify right now. Like, I will. I'll break. There'll be...
I need to do some more convincing. Yeah.
There'll come a point in the next few weeks where I will just break because I've been playing New Leaf and I've been playing Harvest Moon. As mentioned, so much so.
Was New Leaf not annoying you, though? Because what? I got quite annoyed playing Wild World, because I'm just like, oh, I can't, like, I need New Horizons.
You can't even jump over the river and things like that. It's just like, what's happening? Like, you can't, your town isn't, like, malleable in the same way as the island.
Yeah, exactly. That changes everything.
I know. Look, I've been watching island tours. I've been looking at Elijah Wood buying those turnips.
I just thought I should tell you what my island is called.
Oh, yeah, what?
Okay, so I spent a lot of time thinking about this because once you name your island, that's it.
Yeah.
There's no changes.
Yeah.
No take backs. And I just need it to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I was also a bit gutted at first because my native island fruit was pears and I kind of wanted cherries.
You do eat pears though.
But I do eat pears. I love pears. They're my second favourite fruit after cherries. So I thought, it's quite sweet.
Oh, got it. I see the dilemma. You don't want your second favourite island, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And I thought about restarting, but I'd already completed so much. And I thought, restart. I love it anyway.
Yeah.
Be grateful.
Yeah.
Who can complain? Pears. Shout out to all the pears. What's that guy's name? Rick Ross. Is it Rick Ross who said that? Shout out to all the
pears. I've got no idea what you're talking about.
He lost loads of weight and he was like, I just ate loads of pears. Shout out to all the pears.
Anyway, that's weird as hell.
It's quite a thing like 4 years ago. Anyway, shout out to all the pears. So my island.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what do I call my island? And then I thought, quite cute. Well, I was like, what islands do I know? I thought, Moana's island. That's cute. It's called Motunui. And I thought, gorgeous name.
Yeah,
but then
love
I thought,
it.
I'm not going to name my island after Moana's island. I thought, what would my Moana island be called?
Yeah.
If I was Moana, what would my island be? Kind of Polynesian island.
You're like, I've been standing on the edge of the water, like, whatever the next line would be, a favourite daughter.
Yeah, as long as I can remember.
Oh, got it.
Never really knowing why. So then I was like, okay, so, like, what do I like? And I thought, oh, okay, this would be good to do some sort of, like, Libra, like, Pisces,
oh, I love
moon
it.
Kind of reference.
Oh, I'm hooked. Go on.
So I started looking at all the Polynesian words for, like, any kind of celestial, like,
astrology. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Libra, Pisces, kind of, like, fish, like, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
The town is called Ikamurama,
which
means...
Wait, sorry. Sorry. Ikamurara.
Ikamurama.
Ikamurama. Love it. Okay, I'm in.
Which means, in some way... From which you could infer Pisces moon, which I think is cute.
Oh my god, I love that.
Isn't that
how
cute?
How we spell
and it? Looks
how we...
written, it looks cute written down. That was kind of the main thing.
How we spell
and
it?
And I thought Ika is quite cute.
It's really cute. My sister's got a friend called Ika.
Really?
Yeah, Ika.
What the fuck? That's so... Yeah. That's crazy. Oh, it makes me want to change my island name. It's supposed to
Go
be
on.
Unique. Anyway.
I love it. I love that. Two words. Two separate words.
One word. Ika Marama.
I love that. That's so cool. I also love it because it's so unique.
Yeah.
It really is your island.
No one else's island is called Ikamurama, I hope.
Imagine we get DMs. Sorry, my island's called Ikamurana.
My island's called that too.
Imagine there are many, many Ikamuranas.
I'm fucking cancelling.
So if you're called Ikamurana, if that's your name, Ika surname, Marama, then hit us up.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
And if your turnip prices are ever selling for anything over than like 150 bells... Hit me up.
And also hit up Elijah Wood. He's looking. He's in the market.
Yeah, exactly. Me and Elijah Wood will be waiting at your door. What about you? What are your mentions?
What are my mentions? I've been looking at like alien stuff, at loads of different alien sightings that have been going on. In like the
80s.
They're not new.
So they haven't been going on. They were going on like 40 years ago.
I've just been looking at a backlog of alien footage that's been out for years and years, but I'm hooked.
We've been there.
I'm just down those rabbit holes every day. Yesterday I had a bit of a nightmare with one of my candles. Does anyone else
buy
the candles from Tiger? Because they're so good. The big fat, kind of girthy, colourful ones. I buy many of them and I put them everywhere. Yesterday, I was lying in bed, had all my candles on.
Oh God, I'm a bit scared.
It was a full altar. It was a whole sort of biblical sort of church scene.
Moment.
Yeah.
You were Mary.
I was in the middle.
You were birthing a child.
I was birthing a child. There are many,
from
many
your
candles
virginous
around
vagina.
I was in a stable. He was in a manger. It's irrelevant. But I heard this dripping noise and it honestly sounded like someone had just turned on a shower. And I was like, I looked around to the shower like, what the hell? And I was like, wait, it's coming from my room. And I thought there was a leak in the roof or something. No.
Don't like where this is going.
One of my candles, they'd been on for hours. They were building up a huge well of
pool
hot
of wax,
wax running out. And I somehow it had like slit and all of the wax just and it went down. I have these kind of shelves and it went down
oh
on
my
each
God,
of the
it was gushing.
And by the time I got there, which was probably about 5 seconds later, because I was like, what the hell? All dried, all over, a pile of clothes, which...
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it was just all over everything, basically. At the bottom of the shelves was a pile of clothes, and they're just, like, waxed out, really.
They're your
waxed
clothes
wax
now.
Off. They're honestly... when I want to wear a bit of wax, I wear those, but it looks bad.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I don't really know what I'm going to do about that, but that happened yesterday.
Well, at least you didn't hurt yourself. You didn't get burnt or anything.
No, I was so happy my laptop wasn't there.
Oh my God. Or kind of your new unborn Jesus Christ baby, wasn't
Imagine
there?
My child. I've killed my child with a tiger candle. So that's what's been going on for me. So it's been pretty bleak. But I'm loving the alien stories. If anyone knows and has seen any alien sightings within the last 20, 40 years, hit me up.
Yeah, our DMs are open.
Should we get into some porn and... Have we even said what this is about yet?
Yeah, I think so, briefly.
It's about porn.
Let's do it. Okay, I wanted to start by discussing some of the results from the poll that we did on the story and exposing some people.
Nice.
I would be shaking in my boots if I had replied to us and then listened to the podcast and they say, I'm going to expose some people. I'd be like, oh my God, no.
It's like, I don't watch porn, I swear.
What's porn? Okay. So 72% of you said that porn is mostly bad for society. Fine. Porn has made me insecure about my body, 63% of you said.
Oh my God.
But my partner watching porn doesn't bother me, 79%. Now, I would like to discuss the discrepancy there because I'm starting to think that someone's not being totally honest.
Interesting.
If porn is largely bad for society, porn has largely made you insecure about your body. Oh, but my boyfriend watching it is totally fine. I don't care. I'm not fussed. I'm a cool girl. I'm not fussed about that. I'm so laid back. I'm so chilled. I'm not naggy at all.
I thought that was an interesting stat. The one about my partner watching it doesn't affect me or it doesn't impact me or I don't have any thoughts on it.
You've just told me that it makes you insecure about your own body. You've just told me you think it's largely bad for society. Mm-hmm. But the own person that you share your bed with watching it, taking part, absolutely fine.
You've got no thoughts
on phased.
It.
Not phased. So I think, for me, I see that as, okay, you're coming along in the journey that you're fine with identifying as a woman who is progressive and can admit to either A, watching porn or having a view on porn, etc., etc., but you're still not ready to not be seen as like a naggy girlfriend. You're too embarrassed to admit that something bothers you because you want to seem chilled and laid back.
Totally. I think if you voted saying yes, that it doesn't bother you at all, yes, you're fine with it, it's something really to interrogate. It'd be like, why is it so important that we seem okay with something that we've just acknowledged is potentially harmful, whilst it has...
Also, to us on a poll, it's like, guys, you don't have to lie to us. We're just high priestess. It's no big deal.
Your boyfriend isn't seeing this.
Yeah, if you're lying to us about being okay with it, but also, I can't imagine what you're doing in bed with him.
But also, I do get that there are hugely empowering aspects of porn when it's done ethically and sort of not with a huge, huge fat shaming influence and like sort of absolute like love of like surgery.
Yeah, so many issues that we will get into.
We know that porn is so put through the male gaze and all of this stuff. So I think that's really interesting that people claim that they don't have any feelings about their partner watching it. Very interesting. Let's continue.
So, well, you don't want to seem jealous, that's what's gutting you out.
Yeah, it's like, I don't mind. Yeah, it's very interesting,
isn't it? I just think there's something not right there. Please explain it to me. Like,
well, it's just not adding up to the other answers. Can we go through the other answers?
Yes.
All of the results on the poll, because they were so
yeah, you guys really came through. So I started out, do you watch porn? Yes, said 69% of you. Hundreds of you. Do you pay for the porn you watch? Only 3% said yes. Minimal.
There was a point when hundreds and hundreds of people had voted no, and like one person, it was literally one single person had said yes, they pay for porn. Which is so interesting because it is such a saturated market that I understand that it's like, why would I pay for something that I could have for free? I do very much understand that.
And should you? So we'll get into it.
But then obviously there's this new rise of OnlyFans. We talk about in our OnlyFans episode where it's like, you can now just pay the creator for your content straight away.
But also my thing with that is, okay, so maybe we should go back and say our personal experience. I don't watch porn. You don't watch porn.
No.
The last time I watched porn was with you. Do you remember?
Yeah. Oh, that was the first and last time I watched porn. Which
we started watching porn at like 11:30 in the morning and watched a few videos, looked at the clock on my phone and it was fucking 4:15. And I was like, oh my God, we've been watching porn all day.
Just the two of us on the sofa like, oh God.
In the kitchen.
Well, I think we've got quite a weird relationship with it then, in the sense that we personally don't get much like enjoyment out of it, other than the fact we can pass about 4 hours watching it.
Little to no enjoyment, but all the curiosity.
All of the curiosity in the world. But I think it's because I never watched it. I never got into it early. And I think if you are understanding your sexuality from an early age with watching porn, you then continue that throughout your other sexual experiences. I've just always been more of a fantasizer than like a watcher. It's just so much more internal than
that's true.
The hot bit of sex is not watching a dick go into vagina for me. It's the power dynamic.
Not.
It's I need to know like what are your political like motives in this situation. That's what's hot to me.
Completely. Also, I completely agreed with somebody's message, and I'll try and find it. I'm not going to name you, don't panic. Even though we're sitting here talking with our whole chests, and you lot get to keep your little anonymity hats on. I can't find it, but it was exactly how I feel. And it said, like, I don't want to watch porn because I don't find it enjoyable. They're not attractive to me. Like, that's not what I want to watch, so I'm not going to watch it. And it's like, literally that.
Well, do you remember when we watched porn together that one time?
I do remember it, yeah. Weird
things. Like, well, when we were watching porn that time, for hours and hours on end, and we were saying, we could just make this so hot, not the two of us, but if we were directing this.
Well, I remember for a while, we were like, fuck Hire Priestess, let's make a porn company.
Totally, because I don't know.
That's still in the works, by the way, because I would love to make like a...
Coming from two girls that like, I don't want you, I just don't think it's hot. But the thing that's not hot about it, that I think there is actually someone that does it really well, Erica Lust, if anyone knows her. She does it really well, in that there's a story and it's like very Instagram and it's very like, the sea god is coming out of the sea, and it's like very like cinematic.
Yeah, but I even think even those sorts of like, oh, this is empowering,
I quite love that.
Like Erica Lust or like Bellessa and shit like that, I think it's still not good enough.
Bellessa's still, yeah, no, completely agree. Bellessa,
remember we said it's like porn hasn't been filmed since 2011.
Yeah, like it's why, like, are
why is everything so dated?
Why have they all got a belly button piercing and they've all got like long like sort of French tip acrylics and like an eyebrow piercing?
Yeah, like, no offense if that's you, that's so fine.
And all
like...
the boys have got frosted tips. I don't understand.
Okay, yeah, offense if that's you.
I don't understand who is filming this, where they're getting these actors, but the problem is these people are not attractive to me. That is, so I do think there's this whole wave of like homemade porn, and I do understand that that would be more appealing because they at least look like real people that I...
Yeah, but I still don't find that hot.
Completely agree, because the people making homemade porn, for some reason, even on Bellessa, which we looked on Bellessa, if you remember, and we're like, okay, yeah, so this is quote-unquote empowering porn made for women, then why are none of the women orgasming? Why are they all just screeching their heads off and getting rammed in the arse?
Yeah, that was another thing that I wanted to do on the poll and I forgot. And I just thought, fuck it. Maybe I'll ask when this podcast goes out, I'll do a poll accompanying. So go on to the stories if you haven't already. I wanted to ask, have you ever faked an orgasm, and see what the percentage was? Because I can only imagine.
Oh, well, surely 100%.
Just says it all.
If you're in a heteronormative relationship.
On. Or having heteronormative experiences.
Yeah, exactly. You will fake an orgasm because it's so, so, so expected and so, so horrifically normalised that... It's almost like our duty to just make that experience like so pleasant for the man, and just like, it would just sacrifice our own enjoyment in every way.
Yeah.
Also, I think we should preface, before we even get into this properly, with, in a similar way that we did to the OnlyFans episode, with that we are looking at this like analytically, but we do completely acknowledge empowering aspects of porn and like seeing women on film and how that has allowed women to explore their own sexuality and their own kinks in a different way. But I think we're also having to come to it from like a critical lens, because you have to.
That's most helpful. That's most productive. Yeah. So we've got a million and one thoughts here. We're definitely not going to go through everything about porn. This is not Porn 101.
This is not Pornhub.
But we're going to get into it as much as possible. Yeah, exactly. So you said you did some research. Can you tell us what you found?
Well, my research was, I didn't want this to be a podcast of...
Your research was sitting on Pornhub for like 4 hours.
My research was, I did not want this to be a podcast where it was just two girls being like, boys want this, like, boys just don't get this, like, men, blah 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 blah. So I recruited a man. I recruited my good friend.
Yeah.
Who will remain nameless.
Oh my god, amazing.
Who shall not be named.
You asked Voldemort.
Let me get up the chat. Because I had a convo with him a while ago and I was like, this is the perfect thing that I really wanted to discuss.
Yeah.
Because he was saying that he, after watching porn, feels a feeling of like guilt and like disappointment in himself.
Yeah.
And like shame after watching porn. And I was like, that's so interesting, because you kind of think of it as...
like they just kind of put it on their big old TV in the living room and have it blazing on like 80 volume 95.
Yeah. But he was kind of saying that it's like you get taken away with this whole feeling, and then after you've watched it, you feel very like numb and like disgusted at yourself. And I think that's so interesting, because I think men, the act of men watching porn has become so normalized that hearing a man talk about their experience of watching porn, and specifically after they've watched porn,
yeah,
is like really unique. I'd never really heard that before. As in, like, they have a weird feeling of themselves, like almost Catholic guilt.
Was he single? Asking for a friend.
Ladies, he's single. Hit me up if you want his contact.
Does he have a brother? No, but was he single when he felt these feelings of shame, or was he in a relationship?
If you want his deets, I can tell you. We love a self-aware guy. I'll give you his details, guys.
But was he single when he felt that feeling?
He's
of
single now, yes.
Okay.
I think he's felt it throughout his whole life. Like, whenever he's watched porn, regardless of being in a... Because also, he voted on the story being, like, he wouldn't mind if his partner watched porn. So I think that's...
Exactly, yeah.
It's interesting, the discrepancy between men feeling that and women feeling that.
Well, for a man to know that your partner watches porn is, like, cool. Because I saw quite a few boys say, yeah, oh my God, yeah, I don't care. It's like, yeah, of course you don't fucking care.
That's so hot, dude. Is she bi?
The more the merrier.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. Right, so he said... I might just read what he has said, because, I mean, we don't know his name.
No, we don't. Tom Riddle.
So I said, do you have any other thoughts on porn, etc.? Like, what does it change your expectations of what sex should be? Just good to get a guy's thoughts. And he said, I think no to it changing what expectations on sex are. I think for the majority, people are aware that real life is different. I do think, however, if you were to ask most guys if it is toxic, leads to insecurities, that they would say no, and they would honestly think that. But I think subconsciously, it has had a larger toxic effect on insecurities than they probably realize. But I suppose there are good parts to it. Like, sorry, he's written this quite badly, I must say.
I was gonna say, does this not make you fall in love with him a bit?
No,
it's quite sweet.
Like, it helps people find out what they're into and may have fetishes they may have. And I said, yeah, I love that, baby, babe.
Amazing.
Something so ridiculous.
There was a bit that he said that I wanted to talk about. Can you read the beginning again, please? Sorry.
Oh, I just got rid of it.
Oh, sorry.
I think no to it changing the expectations of sex. People are aware that sex is different in real life.
Yeah, I think that's easily said. Yeah, like, we're all aware that things are fake. Like, yeah, we're all aware that Instagram is fake. Like, yeah, we're all aware that these things aren't real.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they go somewhere in our minds and make us act accordingly. I don't think it's enough to just say, yeah, we're aware, like, but, like, we all know, so it's fine.
I think there's definitely an impact of, like, we expect sex to go a certain way because we've seen that mirrored back to us 100,000 times. Can't even speak today. Quarantine's getting to me. We've seen the blueprint of how sex should go so many times, and it doesn't look great for women, not gonna lie.
Well, when so many of you on the poll said, hang on, when 72% of you said that you were under 18 when you started watching porn, it's all you've seen about how sex is supposed to go.
Mm-hmm. It's how you learn, it's been your education. Yeah, I think it goes somewhere into you. There's definitely, I think it's also for men, it's like, You know real life is different for you, but it's still in your favour. It's still you're still going to come at the end of it. You're still...
It goes without saying. It's almost a privilege that you've... In the way that we're white and we never think about being white because that's our privilege and we don't have to think about it. If you're a man and you're having sex, you never think about if you're going to get to come because you don't have to think about it because it's just a given.
Well, the only thing that would stop you is you... like being too drunk or whatever, or yeah. just any of those kind, like it's kind of,
it's not like a social construct that you're just not supposed to,
or it's just, it's not going to be set up in a way that is easy yeah. for you. It's going to be made quite difficult because of basically he's just going to stick his dick in you,
yeah, he's just going to wank into you.
That is the blueprint of what porn has taught us, and then you're expected to somehow to be, oh my god, yeah, it's just like this isn't...
you honestly may as well be putting a extra large tampon in. You extra may as well be trying to get a moon cup in.
Extra large tampon. That is so bleak. That is so bleak, but, and so disgustingly clinical. Yeah.
And yet so many boys are like, wait, but does it feel good when you put a tampon in?
Oh my god, it's so true. I've heard that.
So don't tell me that porn hasn't gone anywhere because you don't understand literally anatomy.
One of my friends, when we like probably going through puberty, was like, oh my god, when you take a tampon out you're gonna groan.
Oh!
And then we were all like, oh my god, what the hell.
I don't like groan.
Like, oh god. Yeah, it's
that
is
hilarious.
Because no one had taken a tampon out, and then we were like, oh god, what's gonna happen? And then obviously when you take a tampon out, it's just literally taking a tampon out, and we were literally like, you're a freak.
Oh,
the
God.
Scariest thing to hear when you're like 10 years old, like,
but
what?
This is also the difference in that we were having that at like 10 years old, so in like 2006. 10 year olds now in 2020 have all of their friends saying that, and the internet,
yeah.
They it's don't a totally have people saying, different landscape.
When you take a tampon out you're going to quote unquote groan. Horrible word.
Right.
It's like, say moan at least. But yeah, and I think the second part of his thing is quite interesting as well, that it's led to insecurities in boys, which is really interesting because it can't be good all round then. It's an all round nightmare scenario because a lot of, basically in our question box we put, half of the people are saying, not even half, there's a huge mix of things, but a lot, the main narratives that are going on are, it's really empowering, it's taught me about why can't I fucking say fetishes?
It's a hard word to
fetishes.
Say.
And then a huge amount of people are saying, it's fucked up my body image, it's given me like unrealistic expectations. Yes, both are completely valid and both are completely true. It does exactly both of those things.
Yeah.
But I would think that the people complaining about body image issues would, not complaining, the people like flagging up body image issues within porn would be women, because those are the people that are sort of the ones you're supposed to look at. Those are the ones that are like held on the stage of like the woman with her huge, huge boobs, and the man is just almost like a vehicle for her pleasure on screen. I do think that it's interesting that men would be looking at the men, the male body, and thinking, that's giving me body image issues.
Is he talking about body image issues? Because also he could just be talking about performance issues in general.
Interesting. Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or just the way that they're having sex.
Oh my god, so true.
I think there's more to it.
But would you even look at the man in porn? I don't think I would even look at the man.
No, I don't think you get to see him. I think his head's cut off the whole time.
Exactly.
He's getting Mike Wazowski'd.
Fully Mike Wazowski'd. Everyone know that scene in when they put the barcode over Mike's face?
It's iconic.
That's honestly what they've done to him. They've Mike Wazowski'd every man in porn, and it's literally just a floating dick and kind of six-pack ramming a girl.
And yet, who's getting the paycheck? Not Mia Khalifa.
Literally. Oh my god, it's so shocking.
It's bizarre. I think the main thing that gets me, and I completely agree that there is space for porn to be empowering, obviously, and, you know, there's a space for this, of course. Mm-hmm. But I think that narrative and that kind of notion is much more of a theoretical dream mm-hmm. than it is a tangible physical reality and a representation of what's happening today with the porn that we have access to today. I think mainstream porn is not empowering or positive for the most part.
Yeah. Well, also, I think we definitely felt that when we looked on Balesa. We looked on Balesa because we were like, okay, it's like sort of made for women. It's like empowering porn. Love it. Well, let's see. Let's check out this feminist, like, empowering porn. Why, when we looked at it then, was it... I can't even explain. Yeah, sure. So it's not girls with their heads being flushed down the toilet. That should never exist anyway. But it's literally girls screaming their nut off. It's like, women aren't watching this because when they... Well, the women that are watching it know that's fake.
Yeah.
It's not... It's just so far.
It's like, from... I know that doesn't feel like anything. Oh, I know that doesn't feel good. Oh, I know that doesn't feel like anything at all. You're lying.
Yeah, you're you haven't touched the clit in 10 minutes.
It's interesting that we dress it up, though. So many messages, and I completely agree, were saying about how porn makes you so much more performative. Because for so long, what you see of sex is sex for a camera. Then you are having sex for a camera. You're having sex for the view of somebody else. You're not even thinking about what you're actually doing, what's going on with you.
Yeah.
It's all about whether you're a good enough actress.
Literally. It's just all filtered through their lens. Yeah, it's filtered through their lens completely. And it's like, what does... How does this look like this is feeling for me, for them? It's like, what? Like, what are we doing?
It's bizarre, yeah. In order for them to think that they're having a good time, I have to pretend that I'm having a good time, and then their ego will inflate, and then they'll think that I'm great.
Yeah. It's like eating a dinner, but you're not even tasting it because you're going, yum, because the chef is watching it and you're like, oh my God, this is so good. Oh my God, yum. But you're not even tasting it.
And you haven't even tried it yet.
You hate it. You hate the dinner. You're allergic to the food. It's covered in coriander. It's disgusting.
Oh my God, yeah.
And you're going, this is so good though. It's...
Oh my God, completely that.
That is how I experience porn to be.
And we're talking about porn that's supposed to be feminist porn. Maybe we just have really high standards or something, but I am just unimpressed when it comes to anything marketed as feminist prawn or feminist prawn, sorry. Anything marketed as feminist porn or et cetera, porn for women.
But I'm unimpressed on two levels. One of the huge like political like feminist way of like, why is this not even taking into regard like female pleasure in any way? Like, yeah, sure, there is lesbian porn and porn that is like more sensitive, but it's nowhere near up to scratch. And two, I'm just so unimpressed by the aesthetic, and there's no way that could ever be hot to me.
I can't get past the look.
It's like, why are your hair extensions falling out? I can't find this hot.
You know what bothers me with porn?
Go on.
The category teen. Do you mean 18? Do you mean 19?
That's
do you
horrific.
Mean an adult?
Do you mean paedophile? Do you just mean paedophile? Go on. Is it child
like, if
porn?
You're calling it teen, what look are you going for? You're looking for a prepubescent female.
Schoolgirl. That's horrific. So what is...
That bothers me, because then when I did the question box on the story, I'll read it. How has mainstream porn, brackets female inferiority, impacted you? Somebody... have the nerve, no, I'm joking. Somebody in their experience said, God, so many amazing messages. Okay, here we go. Porn, also BDSM, is not about female inferiority. It is about power and control, also for the submissive. So yeah, so please tell me why all the women in my DMs are telling me how insecure it makes them, or how it is not about the female orgasm, or how as soon as the man has finished, it's over.
I love the way you wrote that, the way you read
because
that.
Because it's all about the man being superior. Therefore, it is about female inferiority. And I think this porn is about empowerment and power and control and taboo and exploration. That is a dream that has not been fulfilled yet. I think it's 100% possible, and it would be great to have that in the future, to be super accessible for everybody to enjoy and in cases learn from.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the reality of what's happening now. And I think it's really unfair to invalidate all of these women's experiences in the DMs and just in their own minds by saying, well, it makes me feel really comfortable.
Yeah.
It makes me explore my body. You are a minority here.
Well, that's the thing. It's like when we live in an already violent society.
Yeah.
Then you're bringing violence into the realm of sex and calling it empowering. It's like, do you see how we're confused? Do you see how we're all losing our fucking minds here?
Yeah.
Because it's like we're now being told that violence is not only normal, but is desirable. It's like, no wonder we're fucked. No wonder we're fucked up. But also, I do think if that is empowering for you, what do I think if that's empowering for you? Because there's a part of me that thinks, fucking go for it. If you can find any empowerment in this world, fucking go for it. But it's a shame that that comes from being beaten up. Why does your empowerment come from being beaten up? That's not my ideal state of being.
Yeah. And also beyond that, it's like you have to understand that you may find generic porn on Pornhub where the girl is getting her head flushed down the toilet or whatever, empowering to you. But please don't tell me that mainstream porn is not about female inferiority, because if I take you through the stats, it very much is. So if you're going to find it empowering, please also have the self-awareness. I think it's your responsibility.
Because there are categories, for example, like teen. I can guarantee that most of those girls are the teens, and it's not about middle-aged women fucking teenage boys. I'm telling you now.
Yeah. Well, if you say teen, it's not about a fucking 18-year-old, is it? No. If you're saying teen, you don't mean the 2 years that you're a teenager but also an adult. Obviously not. A teen is a fucking 15-year-old. A teen is a 16-year-old. Yeah. A teen is not a consenting adult.
But also the non-consensual one in that relationship will, 9 times out of 10, always be the woman, because the power dynamic of porn is always as the mostly as the submissive woman and the dominant man, which is literally mirrors what's going on more than anything. Yeah, and it's just bringing that power dynamic into sex.
And it's mainstream. Yeah, porn where men are submissive and inferior does exist, of course, but it's not mainstream porn.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, sounds
honestly like a dream.
So that's why I find it interesting that so many, that we can all agree here, we're sat around saying, yeah, porn is mostly bad, but I don't care if my boyfriend watches.
So what would you think? Because you have a boyfriend. What would you...
I do.
What would you say? What are your feelings on him watching porn? / does he? Ouch.
My feelings on this are stay true the whole time.
Yeah.
Personal
question, sorry.
No. I was thinking, I want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
If my understanding of mainstream porn is surrounded by female inferiority, if my boyfriend is participating in that, we're going to have an issue, because female inferiority largely bugs me. It's something that I don't know if you guys have noticed. I care a lot about this. So it's like in the way that you said you wouldn't date a Tory.
Yeah.
If our moral codes aren't aligned, or if our kind of ethical compass is kind of jittering in opposite directions, there's going to at least need to be a conversation. So I'm lucky in that Jack would not consume teen, for example.
Yeah.
He's not consuming that.
Teen is crazy.
And if he did, I would be fucking bothered, to say the least, because it is bizarre. And I think you are, I don't want to say naive, but I would say you are ambitious to hope that your boyfriend is watching porn that you think is largely bad, or that you think has made you insecure about your body, but they know that it's not a reality, and they know that it doesn't affect their actual experience with sex and their actual understanding of women. I think that is naive, and I think it's unfortunate that, yeah, you might think, okay, well, that's amazing, he knows it's not real and blah, 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 blah. I personally don't like it, but he knows it's not real. That doesn't change how
but
it feels about me.
Gone?
Where's it gone then?
Yeah, it's gone somewhere into your mind and into your body and into your expectations.
And also, I'm comfortable enough in myself that if Jack was watching porn and it bothered me, I'm not embarrassed to say, because I'm not fussed about looking like a naggy girlfriend or trying to be super cool and laid back. If I'm jealous, for example, because I think that's a large part of it, or if I feel like there's some sort of discrepancy of morals, I'm gonna announce it. I'll let it be known, and
you're not trying to be the cool girl.
No,
we were gonna do an episode on like the cool girl and like other girls girl, and it's just such a confusing thing, because it's like you don't want to be the naggy girlfriend. It's like, well, why are you having to nag if your boyfriend is doing stuff that they know would affect your happiness and play on you? Why the fuck are you... why are you made to feel guilty for their act? It's just so crazy to me that we've got to maintain this attitude of like chill whilst at the same time
being disrespected.
It's like, okay, so I literally
you need to be disrespected and not be angry about it. You have no rights.
At the same time, you're saying, oh, porn just hasn't affected me at all, like I just know normal sex is different, but at the same time your hand is coming around my throat. Like, it's just like, why? Like, sorry? Like, how are you saying it hasn't affected you when you're trying to beat up your girlfriend?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, dear.
And that's the tea.
Well, that is literally, this message sums it up. Every boyfriend has made... oh, fucking hell. Every boyfriend has made comments about my body, how I need a smaller waist, shelf booty, etc. And you're made to feel like you're not allowed to...
Yeah.
So depressing. So then when your research... your case study, your boy is coming in saying, boys know that it's not real, like, largely for the most part. Like, some of them do, some of them don't, etc. But yeah, why has every boyfriend this person has had made comments about their body saying they need a smaller waist?
Well, this is the thing. I think it's like a large proportion of men are not responsible enough to be able to, like, whilst there are some self-aware guys, like my friend is a self, yeah, an example of a self-aware guy, but a large proportion of guys are not self-aware and are not, to be honest, intelligent enough to be able to watch something, consume something, and then not be able to continue that into their own sexual experiences. Like, don't let that, it's like me watching an action film and then going around and shooting everyone. It's like, you need to understand that that is separate. But I think that the jump isn't big enough because it looks exactly the same. You're on a bed with someone else and it looks exactly the same. So you think the behaviour should be exactly the same.
Yeah, and I think it's because it doesn't affect them. As in, yeah, it doesn't affect them in a negative way, in the same way that we don't have to think about being white. When a boy watches porn, there's nothing there that makes him uncomfortable because he's watched it since he was 11 years old and it's always looked like fun. So why wouldn't he replicate it?
And the girls are acting like the women in porn because we think, okay, they like that. I'll just go, a few times and fuck, that's what sake, you do. So it's like, we're complicit in our own oppression in the same way, because it's like the easy thing to do. It's not easy.
How are they to know?
It's not easy to say, sorry, but that doesn't feel good. It feels like putting in a fucking extra large tampon. Like, that doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
And it's easier just to be like, okay, I'll just like sort of just smile through the situation, just like suck his dick and it's fine.
Smile and wave.
Honestly, smile and wave, boys, smile and wave.
Depressing.
But I think how many of us smile and wave? Because I've definitely been a smile and waver.
All of us. 100% on the poll I'm going to do, have you ever faked an orgasm? And we can, honestly,
we can all smile and wave at each other.
Read it and weep.
Honestly. Well, that's the thing with body image. It's so, I mean, that's my personal area of interest, body image. Kind of love that convo. And I think that is, let me try and phrase this right.
Well, I think it's really interesting because, as you say, body image is your, like, forte, is your point of interest, and yet you don't watch porn, but porn culture, mm-hmm, has impacted you.
Well, I also think when we watch porn, me and you, that reminiscing the good times. I, yeah, was actually quite surprised with the amount of different kinds of bodies there were in porn.
Yeah.
And not even, oh, there's like,
I not once looked at them and thought, God, they're so much more amazing than me.
No, but not even in a way of like, they've all got flat stomachs and they've all got like big gigantic tits. Not even that. It's like everyone's vagina looks fucking different. I was definitely surprised with like, okay, so some people have like big flaps and some people have like a bigger clit and things like that. And it's like, some people have like darker skin, like vulva and things like that. It's just like, okay, so there's a whole world of vaginas that I really did not know. But it's like, oh no, they look very different.
Yeah.
They're like faces. They all look, yeah, different. the face of the bum.
You know, faceless men.
Honestly, the faceless man.
The many-faced god, a vagina.
The many-faced god. Literally. Valamagulis. Valadehyris.
Awful. Ridiculous. Well, speaking of how attractive we found the people in porn, we got a really good message. Do you want to read it?
I loved this message more than fucking life itself. Let me get it. Let me get this. Right. Was it a DM or was it a question?
It was a DM.
It was a DM.
You're going to have to go digging for that.
God, okay, here we go. 2 hours later. Genuinely 2 hours later. Okay, I found it. So, It said, this wouldn't fit in the box, but porn has made me question my sexuality a lot. I get confused watching porn because I'm always attracted to the women and always find myself looking at them. But that may be because porn is literally designed for men. Women in porn are meant to be focused on. Women in porn are also super attractive, and most of the time the guys aren't. So I'm always like, do I want to fuck girls, or am I just watching a video heaped with misogyny? Lol. And I completely love that. Because that's, again, what we were just talking about, is in the women in porn are presented in a very different way to the men are. Like, as you said, the men have been Mike Wazowski'd out. They've got a fucking barcode over their face. It's just a fucking body.
And they're not a peep from the men.
Oh, not a peep. You might hear a grunt.
Shut your mouth. Shh, shh. We can't hear her.
Literally, not a peep. Or they are literally just like a skin dildo. But yeah, so I think that is probably a very common situation of being like, oh God, I'd prefer lesbian porn. And also, lesbian porn is so much less fucking rough and bleak on the whole. Obviously, there are all kinds of porn, but on the whole...
Because it doesn't have violence from men.
There is not so much... especially on Bellessa, I thought we were looking at this and it was very true that the lesbian porn was way more like filtered through this like soft, like erotic lens rather than like this kind of like violent...
More sensual.
Yeah, but it's like, why has that been... Why have they been put together like women with like sensitivity and like men with like... Kill them, kill the bitch, but also fuck the bitch. It's like, fuck her till she dies.
Literally. Yeah. Fuck her brains out.
Honestly, fuck her brains out.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, split her open.
That's just
open.
A given.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Mm. Just everything, the whole, all the language that we use.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, I think that's a really common thing with looking at the women in porn and looking how the men are presented in porn. And it's like, okay, so we're definitely supposed to be focusing on the woman. Yeah, we're not focusing on her experience. We're sort of watching a dramatized version of her experience for the male ego, which is getting the man off. Because I also remember talking to my friend, this one friend, and he was saying that what is hot to him in porn is watching the woman's reaction to what's happening. And that's really funny from a female lens, is that you know that reaction isn't real. You know what's happening isn't happening to her. She's not actually having an orgasm. She's just pretending to. And it's like, that's funny that that's what's hot to the man. We're experiencing something. We're having something done to us. And we are faking the reaction. We're pretending to have a reaction, which we're not having. So that the man can be like gratified from that. It's just like, that's so strange.
And that's the part that they enjoy. So all the men should just go off and have a wank together and all of the women should just start a new society where we live safely in harmony.
Sounds great. We can all move to what's your island called?
Ikamarama. Guys, you're welcome. More than welcome. My door is always open.
I hope you like pears. Pears for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Honestly.
Yeah, well, I think that is a huge, huge issue in porn. And I think that's why a lot of women find themselves drawn to lesbian porn, in that it you're not having a fucking hand around your throat permanently and you're not feeling completely abused.
And if you are, you're not fearing for your life.
Yeah, so I don't think that means you're a lesbian. It just means you don't like the norm within porn, not even the norm within sex, but very much what is seen as standard is...
Yeah, it's because you can see the patriarchy from a mile off. Mm-hmm. It's because the misogyny stinks and it's putting you off.
It's honestly stinking through your laptop.
Your vagina is drying up.
Honestly.
At the thought of it. Why would that be hot? It's annoying. It's the opposite of hot. It makes me angry.
The opposite of hot would be a man with frosted tips who's a floating head that's had his head Mike Wazowski'd out of the shot.
Not saying a word.
Ramming into a vagina. Not saying a word.
Just really angry.
Like aggressively fingering a vagina. Doesn't know, hasn't touched the clit once. And also the girl is screaming, oh yeah, oh baby. And it's like, what is happening? It's like no one I've ever seen before. It's like, I don't see this girl. Am I supposed to see myself in this girl? I can't relate.
Yeah.
I cannot relate. That's why porn just can't be for me. And I know there are so many different types. And I do think...
I think we're going to slowly but surely see the rise of more feminist porn, or porn that we would think is feminist porn, with our new company. I'm joking. Mm-hmm. But do message us if you...
Ika Marana's porn.
Yeah, exactly. If you would like priestess porn, let us know.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I could just instantly make this better. I literally would just dye your hair. I would just change your hair and it would just be so much better.
Just the whole thing. I would honestly just make sure that you and your family are okay, because that also, it's like, but I don't want to watch this because I know that kind of you're trying to pay for like your child's education. Yeah.
And also, why is it always in a kitchen, a brightly lit kitchen? It's like, why did, what?
The look. Like, again, it's so pre-2011.
What I find funny about porn is they've tried to put a story on it. Like, they've tried to be like, if you read the descriptions, they're like, Cammy's just got home from work. She's had a hard day. Like, and Dylan said that. Like,
Cammy never said that. it's like the poor little kind of website runner has had to make up a good old reason as to why they're having sex.
Yeah, they've got a little copywriter in there. So it's basically just some people in a brightly lit kitchen that's like a show home. I don't know when they rented that house for the day. And it's like a whole... I think also the problem is they're too high def. It's like high definition.
It's like my eyesight isn't even that good.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, this doesn't look like anything I've ever seen in my own life or other than a fucking movie. This is the thing. It's like, what's hotter to me? The fucking sex scenes in Call Me By Your Name where it's so intense and so palpable and it's so stunning, or some people in a kitchen being aggressively fingered?
Yeah.
It's not even a fucking competition.
Yeah. I think the longer we keep up this lie of like, porn is so empowering for the most part, porn makes me feel empowered for the most part, the worse it will remain.
Is there room for empowerment though? In the same way that OnlyFans, there's this huge...
Yeah, there is, but it's not the mainstream. I think mainstream porn, for the large part, is a massive problem to society.
Yeah, but what about things like Balesa? Do you think that that is helping?
I think it's helping because I think the more feminist porn titles out there, the better. Because someone mm-hmm. sees Balesa and goes, oh, okay, I didn't realise there was a gap in the market there. I'm going to come and... For example, us. Someone will come and be like, all right, I'll do it better too. Like, I want to join in on that. Or, oh, I didn't realise that was what women actually wanted. Someone should offer that.
But even that is still not good enough. It's still not good enough.
It's not good enough, but I'd rather have it than nothing.
Same, absolutely. I'd still rather have it.
Like, but I'm happy to have the KFC vegan burger.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. That's it. It's still at KFC, but at least it's vegan. And I think that is Balesa. It's like, it's still girls getting rammed up the arse, but at least...
I like the thought. This is like, honestly, it's the thought that counts.
It really is the thought that counts. But the impact of it still can be slightly damaging because it's like, okay, so this is as feminist as sex has the possibility to be in 2020. I was going to say 2012. That's how behind I am.
Wow.
In 2020, this is how feminist and empowering sex can look like. But it still doesn't look anywhere near as empowering as my sex looks in real life.
It's just not what I want.
It's nothing to do with me. I don't want it in my sight. Yeah. It's nothing to do with me.
So I'll just let this world tick over and just not get involved. Peace out.
Couldn't be me. But I do also think that
couldn't be me.
If you like porn, it's not something to feel awful about. But I think it's something that...
Of course not.
I just honestly think it's like... It's such a shame that the emphasis of sexuality has been put on like watching rather than like experience. Especially for women, it's like the act of being observed is seen as hotter than like experiencing something yourself. Like for a man, it's very like active of like watching this woman and enjoying and getting gratification from like watching what you are doing to her. But for a woman, it's like getting gratification of like his approval of what you are pretending to do. It's like that imbalance is huge and should not be like underestimated of like what that does to your psyche.
I think it's completely, and it is, yeah, what it does to your psyche, because as our male case study said, for the most part everyone knows that it's fake. Okay, so why is our poll going to say that 90% of you have faked an orgasm? You don't know it's fake because you're still faking it.
We should have done that poll before, but it's going to be fucking crazy. We'll put it on the story, but we don't even fucking need a poll. There have been many, many polls of this before. And I mean, anyone that has fucking female friends knows the answer.
The orgasm gap is a thing.
Fascinating, really.
Depressing. I just think my main thing is, of course, porn can be empowering and I'm happy for you. And I'm sure in many ways it is for us too, you and I. But I think what makes me most sad is the narrative that girls aren't allowed to be upset about the violence that they see their boyfriends, friends who are boys, wanking to.
Yeah.
Is that what you told me you loved me, but you also were wanking to a girl getting beaten up? And I'm not allowed to feel a certain way about that. I think porn just so much invalidates women and their experience in so many different ways, from the feelings that they have about it to the physical feeling that they're having to pretend they're having or not having, etc., in so many ways is so damaging, and you're not even allowed to be upset. I think the narrative that porn is empowering is so important, and porn stars have my ultimate respect. They really do. Like, and I talk about Mia Khalifa all the time because I think she's great. I think...
The queen.
Yeah, honestly. I think it's really, really... It's what we said in OnlyFans, and it's what we say all the time, is if you're going to watch your empowerment... If you're going to watch your exploitation and be too stubborn to just sit around and you know, not capitalise on it yourself, mm-hmm. more for you. I think it's really, really important that...
You might as well profit from your empowerment, but at the same time, it's really horrible safe. That the only way that women can be empowered is through being rammed up the fucking ass. Like, it's just
a shame.
But also, there is definitely room for empowerment in sex. Literally goes without saying.
Oh, obvs. Goes without saying. I love that that's our new thing, is we say something that like really needs to be said.
Goes without saying.
No one's ever said it before. Goes without saying.
Goes without saying.
Goes without saying.
Really ridiculous. Well, I hope this hasn't bummed you out too much in your isolation days, and you can go watch porn if you like porn. It's fucking fine.
Absolutely. If anything, I encourage it.
I encourage it more than anything.
Anything you're enjoying in life, you should do more of it. You have my permission.
But I also think just keep questioning everything about yourself as usual. And we're all just questioning. I'm just questioning. You're just questioning. Just think, why do I think it's actually very hot to have a hand around my throat?
Hmm.
Why is that hot to me?
Yeah.
It's worth questioning.
It's worth discussing.
But we know the answer. It's the patriarchy. One word answer to it all.
Spoiler.
Patriarchy. So I hope this hasn't bummed out your isolation even further.
I've enjoyed it, personally.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
Have you?
I love a kind of a chat where we just scratch the surface of so much. Like, there's so much history to this of, like, female oppression and women as object and man as, like, voyeur. Like, there's so much history to it. And, like, voyeuristic desire is, like, such a big, big fucking huge topic that it's, like, you can't scratch the surface in a 50-minute podcast.
You really can't. And I've still got bags and bags to say, and I'm sure you guys all do too. So please...
Suitcases, yeah.
Honestly, we're here with our luggage ready to unpack it on you, if you consent.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys so, so much. Genuinely, thank you. Thank you for your messages. We've really enjoyed...
Yeah.
Honestly, really enjoyed reading them. And it's just so... I'm glad we can all be annoyed together.
Me too. And just thank you for all the support at the moment, guys. Like, validating is selling like nobody's business. And it's just so great.
We're just really feeling the love.
I'm like, the money is really great. You're like, we're feeling the love. I'm like, validating is selling.
My Pisces moon.
Well, just thank you so much for like listening to our podcast, buying our stuff, fucking DMing us with your fucking problems and just telling us that you enjoy the podcast and just like letting us talk to you. It's just... honestly, so hashtag validating to be a part of this like discourse.
Thank you guys so genuinely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We really mean it, and we really hope that you're all safe and just hope you're having the best life ever,
or just mediocre.
I really hope you're having an amazing time.
I hope you're just not having a shit time. Like, I just hope you're not having a shit time.
Yeah, but I hope they're like thriving. I hope they're like getting just like gifts every day, and like someone's waking them up with like,
god,
amazing,
that's a lot of pressure.
Stuff. Like, that's what you guys deserve. I hope you should get that somewhere. When this is all over, I'll be bringing you breakfast every day if you leave us a review.
For each review, we're gonna turn up your house with a vegan cooked breakfast. Regardless of whether you're a vegan or not, you're getting those Linda McCartney sausages.
Thank you guys so, so much. Thanks, Effie, for doing this. It's been fun.
Yeah, thanks, Wing. It's been fun.
Thank you to your male case study too.
Well, thanks. Beep. I'll tell him that he's featured a lot more than we thought he would. I literally messaged him and now he's like, oh god,
he's the backbone of this this community.
Sorry, I didn't realise I was the one thread holding the thing together. Cool. Right, we'll speak to
Thanks,
you guys later.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.